Safayin Zayin we're holding. Cholov Kidei Gemiyah. What's the shear to carry out milk? How much you take in one swallow? How much you can swallow down at one time? Iboilihu. What's the taich? How do you pronounce it? Gemiyah. Kidei Gemiyah or Kidei Gemiyah. Do you say it was an Aleph or with an Ayin? Even though we pronounce it the same way, but vice versa, some different pronunciation. Shalat, is the word spelled with an Aleph or with an Ayin? Amr Rav Nachman, huh? Yeah, they know the difference, right? Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Amr Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, the Pasuk says, Hagmi'ini no mat mayi mikadich. They give me to drink a little bit water, but says the word Hagmi'ini with an Aleph. You see, the right girsa should be the first way, gemiyah, with an aleph, not with an ayin. Right? Iboilihu. Garinon. Oi garinon. In the Mishnah before, we had that we don't include in the shear the pits of the shell. Now you have to carry out the shear with regris, and not including the pits is also, what's the girsa? With an aleph or with an ayin? Drashi garinon, masnisan, the pirkin, liel. The Mishnah we had last perik. Mekaplison, the garinahim. The klipas, the outer shell, and the pitch you don't include. So, Shala, how do you spell? How is the girsa of the word? Then aleph with nine. Omar rova barula the nigra me erkecho. The apostle talks about erkecho, how much you shot up, how much a person is worth. You give it stuck on, so take away from his erkecho. The nigra, so usually with an ayin. Drashi, the nigra means hagarinon. Same thing here, even though it means take away from the value of the person. Pitch is also, pitch is something you take away from the fruit. Drasha garinon zorkin, you throw away the pits from before you eat the fruit. It's like taken away from the fruit. Like you eat a peach. First you take the pit and throw it away. So you're taking away from the fruit, the pit. That's lashon v'nigra. You see, it's called with an ayin, not with an aleph. Iboilihu. Oimemois, oimemois. With an aleph or with an ayin. So drasha oimemois, gabi gecholim. Maisinon lei beketzat tzolim. When you have coals, going out coals are called oimemois. Gecholim yayochol oimemois tamalayim eish. Eish yochol shal heves. The child, do you need mamash a fire? Or it's enough to have coals that are going out? That's the mission in Pesachim. Is how the girsa with an aleph or with an ayin? Om Rav Yitzchak barav dimi arozim loyamamuhu began elukim. The Pesach says amamuhu with an ayin. So that's the girsa with an ayin. He says arozim loyamamuhu began elukim. It's color didn't go down, didn't go more darker. To be nicer than us. So I call upon him to see the lashon amamuhu with an ayin. Iboilihu miamtsin tanan oy miamtsin tanan miamtsin. Later it's a mishnah by a mace or somebody's mace on Shabbos. If you let him touch the mace or like close his eyes, so miamtsin is closing his eyes. It's how the girsa with an aleph or with an ayin. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not even on Shabbos. Tam Shalom, somebody's about to die. Are you allowed to close his eyes or not? Maybe it's a Shalom. We'll see later. Maybe it's a Shalom Shabbos. But closing the eyes is Omer Reb Chiya Barab, Omer Reb Yechin. For Oitzim Einov Maras Baruah. Somebody closes his eyes from seeing vid. But says Loshin Oitzim with an ayin. So Ma'atzman should be with the ayin. That should be the real girsa. Tana Rabbonin. Hamoitzi Cholov Shel Behemo. Somebody carries out milk like our Mishnah. What type of milk? It means milk of a behemoth that we drink. That the shear is kidei gemiyah. How much you take a sip of it? One swallow like of the milk. Cholo shel isha. What about you carry out the milk that comes out of an isha? Or else the lubin shel beitza. You carry out just the white part of the egg, just the lubin shel beitza. Then the shear is kidei liten b'mashifon. How much you have to put into a seif to make the seif? You have a seif. You have to mix it up with some type of liquid. So how much liquid you put into the seif? A very small amount. That's what you use the cholo shel isha for. Strashi, not really this. See, really you should be gerus the way the Bach is gerus. The Bach Aleph has the first, in fact, two different gemaras. The cholo shel isha and the lubin shel beitza, that kadei litan b'mashifon. Like his gersa. Lubin shel beitza kadei litan b'mashifon. Then kilo, the next gemara is like a new gemara. Kilo, how much? What's the shear carrying out a kilo? That's kdei losha for mayim. How much seif you put into water? Like there's two ways. You have to put water into the seif, and then how much seif carrying out the seif itself? How much you need? The smallest amount to make by adding some water into it. So two different shiurim. There's a shiur for the water, for the cholov, and there's a shiur for the seif itself. Rashi has the gear together, but Mashifa Shakilur, Shiragilam Lashaifa Bechola Shalisha. This seif, they used to mix it up with the milk from Anisha. So how much milk you need to make the seif, that's a choshev b'shirim, for that you chayv if you carry it out on Shabbos. Boyi Rabashi, Kidei Shifa, the water you put in does need enough water that you'll mix it up with the seif. Or Kidei Achiza v'shifa, even after you mix it up, then you have to grab a hold of it. It's a little more of a bigger shear. Take it. Exactly how much you have to take out. Trashi kadei shifa, kadei achiza b'shifa, ma'ashe nivdok that's b'yisov levad, ma'ashe noisim b'enav. He said, the seif that you put into the eye. So achutz from how much you put into the eye, also how much gets stuck onto your hands. Like when you pick it up, some is in your hand, and the rest you put into your eye. You need just the enough that goes into the eye, or even also to be able to pick it up with your hands or get stuck in your hand. That's the biggest shiur about the more by taking. Mishnah says, Dvash, how much honey do you have to carry on Shabbat to be chayiv? It's a choshev shiur honey. Is kedeliten alaksis. Enough honey to be able to put onto a wound. If you have a wound, like some sheet is Rashi's, one pshan Rashi was the wound of an animal, of a sus. And the other Pshan Rashi was, no, the wound of a person. Somebody has a wound on his hand, they used to put honey on it for refuah. So you go boss to the shear of a refuah. It's a very small shear. It's carrying out the small shear of honey. On Shabbat, Yechayim, because it's a double choshev, you can use it for refuah. Tono, kadelita na apiksis. Don't have to put it over the whole wound, just upon the pea, the opening of the wound. The mamash is a small part of the wound. So the maraboy Ravashi, al ksis. Apulma de kulaksis, does it mean upon the opening of the whole wound? Oy dilma armur shakama, just the top pimple, mamish the top point, that's all. The smallest shear of honey. Shrashi apulma de kulaksis, v'chol maka kruya pim. Hey, the first shot is, even though it says the mouth, it doesn't really mean the mouth of the wound. The whole wound is called the mouth. So you need enough honey to put over the whole wound, or else mur shakama, shrashi elyoin shamaka. Just the top part of the maka, the top part that's coming pimpled, that's coming a scab on the top, that's called the mursha. You just need a small amount of honey to put on top of that. You don't have to put all around the sides of the maka. You don't need so much. Yeah. Is that the Marabai's bad take? The Marabai's masupik. How much of a sheer honey you need to carry out? Right. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, Kol Ma Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Balomoi Loi Bora Dovrecha Dabatola. Whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world, everything has a purpose to it. Nothing was created for nothing. Bora Shavluv, some say means a snail. He created a snail, Lixis. It's good to put a ton of a makah. If you have a makah, Drash Lixis, Manicha Lixis Olav. You put this snail on top of your makah, some type of refuah. Bora Zvuv, he created a fly. Litzira, that's for hornet. Shrashi zvuv litzira, lemisha oksay tzira for hornet. Bit you kote zvuv. The yetzer is grind up or squash the fly, or manicholov and put the squashed fly on top of the bite of the hornet. That's refuah. That's what Amish created a zvuv a fly. Yotush, what do you do with mosquitoes? That's lenochish. We have the bite of a snake. It's good to put a squashed mosquito on it. V'nochosh l'chafifos, and the snake is good for chafifos. Rashi min shchin. If you have type of boils on your body, a good refuah is take a squash snake and put it on top of the boils. That helps the refuah. That helps it. The samamist, some say it means a spider l'akruv, for the bite of an akruv, a scorpion. Rashi samamist I lose the balaz l'akruv akitzas akruv, a scorpion bites you. Kote samamist, grind up this spider. Put it on top of the bite and it'll heal you. How do you do it? How do you make this refuah? Is maisi chat uchma, take one black one, haste one black spider, the chat chiyura and one white spider, the shalkilu and cook it together, the shaifalo and smear it over the wound. As if you had this a bite from the akra, from the scorpion, that's how you have this refuah. Turn around, Chamisha Emasein. There are five things of people are afraid of. There are five different type of fears. Emas Cholosh Agiba. That's a postulate one. That a weak person is afraid of a Giba. That's normal. Somebody stronger, you're afraid of him. Amos maskiya alari. This is a chiddush though. Sometimes a maskiya is a trashy at chayi katana. This is a small animal. Of a bekeila godla has a very big voice. For shemeya v'yora, and the lion gets afraid of its voice. Shetei bria gadela v'racha, says the lion thinks the big bria coming after him, and he runs away from it. Says a chiddush hamol, even a big lion hamol is afraid of a small behemoth. Amos maskiya alari. Amos yatush alapil. The yatush, we said, that's a mosquito. That makes it, that gets an elephant. An elephant, I'm always afraid of a mosquito. So, chidish. Trashi yatush, nichnas lapil. The mosquito goes into the elephant. Bechoit me inside its big trunk, its big nose. Vechain samamis liakir. The same thing, the spider goes into the scorpion. Nichnas labiyot, it goes into his ears. So they frighten them. That's a chiddush. Even a small insect, a small mosquito, could frighten a big elephant. Amos samamis al akrav. The same thing. The spider goes into the akrav, the scorpion, to its ears and it frightens him. Amos sanunis al anesher. There's afraid of a sanunis upon the nesher, upon the eagle. Shrashi sanunis arundlo. That is nechneches tachas kanfe. Nesher goes under the wings of the eagle. O makvoy mefrishas knofav, and stops it from spreading out its wings. So it gets afraid of it. Even though it's a small insect, it could scare a big eagle. Amos kilvis al leviosim. There's afraid, kilvis gets the big leviosim, the big fish afraid. Trashi kilvis, that sheretz cotton, a small sheretz. V'nichnas lada godol biyosnoi. It goes into the big fish through its nose. That's the chiddush. Its ears, it goes through its ears. That a small thing could scare a big thing. Omer Yehuda Marav, Mikro, where's this posig? That something small could scare something big. Hamavlik shoyd alaz. A shoyd means the weak could like be mavlik, could get afraid, can make scared as the strong people. Shrashi mavlik shoyd alaz. Hamachzik shedud ala gibur. Hamol the shedud, the poor ones are machzik, make it stronger, make it harder for the gibur, for the strong person. Hamol, even small things can make big things afraid. Right. Reb Zera ashkach le Reb Yehuda. Reb Zera frowned Reb Yehuda. He was by the house, the opening of his shver. He was by his shver's house. He saw him, he was in a good mood. He said, Chiddush, he came out of his shver's house, he was in a good mood. He saw him in a good mood. So he saw now, Reb Zera saw Reb Yehuda was such a good mood that if I ask him any riddle, like any question about the world, about the nature, he would come to answer him. So Meli came to answer him different questions about nature. Shrashi kol chalol yomo, pirish devorim anasim b'chol chalolim. He asked some questions about nature. Why do these things happen? About the world. Omalei, my time is a maskun bereisha. How come the goats go in front? Izim always in front of the flock of sheep. V'hoder imri, then the sheep go out. Omalei kibriyosu shalolim, the same way the world was created. The bereisha chashucha, first it was black, it was dark. V'hoder nuru, then it became light. So the izim are like dark ones, black ones, they go first, and then go the white sheep. Rashi maskin bresh edrei mahaleches brush eder. If you have a lot of sheep and azim and goats, the goats go first. Bresh chashrucha stam azim shchoris. Stam goats are black and stam rechelas alavonis. Stam sheep are white. Therefore, the black comes before the white. My time ahani mechsayin zahani meglayin. How come these are covered? Rashi bezonov. How come they says the azim have a tail? And that covers their air for there. Vanim miglayim, Ashenkin, Trash Vanim miglayim, Ethan, forget, in the Malia. The sheep have a tail, so it protects, it covers up their mokim ervum. Mashenkin, the goats don't have a tail, it's open their mokim ervum. And the Gemara, Hani, the mechsayim inayu, hey, sheep that we make wool from, we make the god and that covers ourselves, is mechasin. The Abish did the makachesin, that they're covered up also. They have a tail to cover up the mokim ervum. Abahanid lemachsin and goats. We don't have so much anor. We don't cover. We don't make begodim from goats. Is minayu maglin. Therefore, they're uncovered. Shashihani the machsayim minayu rechelim shenachnu mischasim mitzimrom. We have anor. We cover ourselves from wool. Gam hei mechusis. They even should gave the mechesa. They're also covered up. Right. The maitam gamlo zuta gavnusa. How come a camel has a small tail? And the Gemara Mishum di Ochol Kisi, because it eats thorns. The Kusi Eshvim Koitzim should be Yitzrash Yachli Kisi Koitzim. They eat thorns. The fig has another cut, so therefore its tail is very small. Kadesh la yiduku boya kaitzim. It shouldn't get stuck in the thorns. Hey, since camels are normal, they eat thorns, they're round thorns. If it has a big tail, the tail will get stuck in the thorns. So Hashem gave it a chesed to the camel, didn't make him with a big tail. My time tura aricha gnubusa. How come an ox has a big tail? Mishum de dairi biagmi. It lives around the agrim, around the swamps. And it has to knock off all the worms, all the bugs on it. So it needs the tail to knock off the bugs. It has to get rid of the mosquitoes. So that's why the Eibishter made a long tail to the ox to get rid of the mosquitoes. How come the horns of a locust, the kamtsa, is rechicha, is very soft? Mishum the diary bichilfi, they live bichilfi. The trashi kamtsa arba, it's a type of locust. The nearer kamtsa, yeah, or assuming namola, maybe an ant. Chilfi arba, it lives around the willows. The willows by the chilfi, by the arovis. Vikasha, and if its horns would be hard, nidayu, it would shake, move out of place, or misvara, and it'll become blind. The yomashmuel. Haiman the boil the lisme lakamtsa. If you want to make a locust an arva blind, now to do it. Lishlefinu lakarna, move around its horn. If you move the horn of a locust, you make it a blind. So that's why the Eibishter Dafka gave it a chesed. Its horns are very soft, so it can't be moved around so fast, so it won't become blind. Rashi bikosher nedaya or misvaso. Vihoist the kosher, if it would have been hard, tono, it would be easy to move, to get out of place. Or to echo would break. It would hit the stones. It would break. Say, become blind. That a locust can see because it has its horns. That was the chesed Hashem made. Right. My time, high timro the tanagoto madlo leila. How come the eyelid of a tanagol of a chicken is facing upwards? Yeah. The dairy adfi, because it lives around the adfi, the trashi, timur the tangos middled layer, ris shalayin, that's the eyelids, hatachta, and the bottom one, kishoitzimene, when it closes its eyes, oilulamala, the bottom eyelid comes up and covers up the Hawaii. Min elyon, hovisharko barrier elyon shrechavalatachtan. Usually it's fakir, the top eyelid lies on top of the bottom eyelid. And here it's fakir, the bottom eyelid of a chicken goes all the way on top and covers up the Hawaii. What was the cheshbon? Trashi mishun the diary adfi. Sha'ola belelis. It goes at nighttime. Alak roshim ve'akurvis. It goes on beams. It's sorach shayala tachtan eloyim v'nei oshin shlo yichnas benuf. That the dust should not come into its eye. And since it goes at night on top of the beams, a lot of dust on the beams, they're afraid the dust will go into its eye. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chesed, his bottom eyelids come up and cover its whole eyelids, his whole eye, to protect it from the dust. Rashi mishum the diary adfi yevi'ayo kitra misavro. And if the dust would come into the eyes of a chicken, it would make it blind. So Hashem made a chesed that the eyelids are very big. The bottom eyelids protect the Hawaii. Yedosha, what's the taich now of dosha? What does the word dosha mean? Derech shom. It means it's a short abbreviation of Derech Shom. That's what Dosha. Dosha usually means the doorpost. So Taish from the doorpost is Derech Shom. That's the way to come into the house. Darga usually means a ladder. It means Derech God. The word, how do you get the word Darga? It means a ladder because it comes from the word Derech God. That's the way to go up to the God. To the roof. With a ladder, you go up to the roof. Miskolisa. What does the word Miskolisa mean? Rashi. Dover Shemat Bilim Boy. Something you dip into. You're going Kuta or Shal lift like ketchup. Something you dip into. Is what the comfort? Mosta tichlo. When will it end? Rashi mosta tichlo do. Look, sheyichlo manechol. When this ends, we have nothing left to eat. The near mosta tichlo means the do lefi sheinu kolo adzman oruch sheinu nechol elamat mat. Vakeret. Something you dip into, like a gravy, doesn't finish so fast. You have to eat a lot of food to use up the gravy. So it means like, when will this end? This stays a long time. That's what the word mischalitza means. Mosta tichlo. When will it end? Do besa, mosa tichla do. Besa, how do you have the word besa? Besa usually means a house. It means bo v'yesev, come in and sit down. That's what the house is for, come in and sit down. Trashi besa bo v'yesev. Shaderech leishev abayis, what do you have a house for to sit down in? So that's the taisha besa, means bo v'yesev. Beis bo Diktor. Diktor usually means a valley. Trashi or Diktor is Beis Sarkotner, small narrow house. That means Beyak Rosa, Beyaktor. Trashi Bayisar, a narrow house. Kuftor, Trashi Machteshes, that means a grinder. Raslesh Nachrina Mido Lachtin, Linira Kimin Goylem. Avshar means a Goylem. A Goylem is a dummy. Eitz also Yeshiva, so you have to sit down on. That's the words. Kuftor, Trashi Kuf Vitiv. Come and sit down on it. Kufa, Tidrashi, Kofa voice of a Shevelov. Turn it over and sit down on it. So Golem is a plain piece of wood. Turn it down and sit down on it. That's Kufta. Livni, what is Livni? Livni usually means bricks. It means Livnei B'ni, to build up children. Trash Livnei B'ni, B'ni, Miskayim L'Deres Harbi. But if you have a lot of children, long Deres, you build a house with bricks, so the house will stay a long time. That's Lashon Livni. Like a lot of generations will use this house. Hutsa Chatzitza, Trash Yutza, Geder Kaitzim or Lovim. Hutsa usually means a fence made from thorns. That's a chatzitza. Ain't a dova kayomel a chatzitza b'yam. It's not a real good fence. It's just to make a chatzitza, make a dividing. So use thorns to make a division. People won't come in through the thorns. Chatzva, chatz usually means type of a barrel. That's shechoitz of mayim min anor. Taitz a chatzva means a barrel that you can get the water out of the river into the barrel. Kuza, another type of a jug, is kuza kaza kazer. Trashi kuza kli cheres. Cotton, kizeh kleimer. Dava muet bekal, kumayzeh machoshiv, namalasli mankum matonim. Means a small jug that you put a small amount of water inside it, so what am I? It's a small thing. That's kuza. Kizeh. Shutisa, what's the title? Shutisa means shtusa. A shtus. Strashi. Shutisa, bad shel hadas. That means the leaf from hadasim. She merakim boy lifnei kal. You dance with it in front of the kalo. Mishtusa nira merake kishoyta. The word shtusa, the word shtusa, he looked like a shoyta. The guy dancing in front of the kalo that does tricks, he looks like a shoyta. That's where the word shutisa comes from. Right, the mishichlo meishi. Trashi mishichlo means sefel godla, big sefel, big basin. Shakur rechts in the day in raglein menu. You wash your hands and feet from it. It's loshin moshu kula. Means rechets is akol. Everybody come to wash themselves from it. That's why you have this word mishilta. Means mashi kula. Everybody comes to wash themselves. Mishilta. Oh, that's this word Rashi is saying. That's mishilta. Rashi nachum mishchut. Rashi says staff a cotton avno. A mishchut is because it's a small basin. What does that mean? Mishchut means mashia kolsa. Kolsa means miyuchid lechashuvim kumaykala v'isha chashuvu lirchutzimenu. It's only aimed for chashuv a person. It's a smaller one, only for special people. Asisa that's chasirta. Rashi asisa murtia chasirta shechosa hakik mefnim. He didn't hollow it out yet inside. Buchna boy viechna. Trashi buchna ole shakoichin boy. It's usually a knife where you cut the meat on top of a buchni. That's called boy viechna. Come and let's cut it up. Levusha usually means a beggar, it means a cloth, a jacket. What does it mean? It means loy busha. Trashi levusha cholak elyich kurin sorik loy busha. Limoya busha. Shemachasa kolachalukim atachtoinim akruyim veroyim. He's not going to be embarrassed. You wear your outside jacket, it covers up all the holes and dirty shirts you have. So mainly, even though you're wearing dirty shirts and ripped pants, if you wear a nice jacket, covers it all up, you don't have any busha. That's the Yavdatayish Lavusha. Lavusha comes from the word lo busha. Wearing an outside beggar takes away the busha. Kalima means like a shirt. That Shinasaboy Kigalim. Shinasaboy Kigalim, that's Goylim. Shein loy chita chivorim. It has no cutting off to it. Because it's like a dress, like. A galima means like a dress. Shinasba girl. It's made like a straight thing that comes down. Gulsa, goli viesa. Gulsa means turn it over and sit down on it. Rashi gulsa makutu norm. Goli viesa. Kishuyeshi megala atzmoi shloyeshi volo shloy lachlenu leishatu mekarka v'yoshu sarayn v'yikra v'yivla. Uncover it and sit down first. Vayt the puria. That's a bed. Sheporim v'rovin. The word bed comes to the word like puryas porim v'rovin. You have children from the bed. Rovin, ole. Bor zinka. Trashi bor zinka. Bor sheyov shumeim of current cane. A bor that's dried out is called this way. Bor zenoki. Means this is empty. Trashi chosameim. There's no water left on it. Sudro. Sudro is usually a fancy hat that a Talmud Chacham used to wear. That's called the Sudra. Where does the word Sudra come from? Soyd Hashem Lirayv. That's like the Soyd Hashem, the Chosha person, the Yerus Hashem, he wears a special hat. Drashi Sudra, Derek Tamid Chom Latev Soyder. The Talmud Chacham used to wear this special hat. That's Soyd Hashem Lirayv, you get Yerus Hashem from it. Padno. Trashi Traklin Shamalochim, a big palace called a Padna. Why is it called a Padna? Means a Pischa Din. From here, Trashi Pischa. Al Pesach Zeh Yoviya Kerl in the Mishpat in the Shuras HaMelech. Means when this opening you come to be Din, either for Mishpat or else to serve the king. That's what a Padna stands for. Tana Rabbonin. Shloisha, three things. Kol Zaman Shemaskinim. Kol Zaman, they get older, Moisif and Gvura. They get stronger and stronger. Even though a person, the older he gets, usually the weaker he gets. But these strings, the older, the stronger they get. Ve'elovein, dog. The older a fish is, the stronger it is. V'nochash, a snake. V'chazir, a pig. If the older the pig is, the stronger it is. Right. Shemen, k'dei losach evikot. The Mishnah says, what's the shear? Chosh of carrying out shemen oil. That's enough oil to carry, to be sacked, to rub a small aver. Amri dveri abyanai. Shemen k'dei losach eva cotton shokotin. It means to rub a small eva, the pinky, even of a cotton ben yomid. Even of a kid one day old, his small pinky, that's also a chosh of a sheer oil. Trash eva cotton, echad mipirka yet paktana, one of the prokim, one of the parts of this pinky. And even a kid 1 year old, even though it's so small, that's also enough of a chosh of a sheer to be mechayi for. You don't need more than that. Meisvei, shemen k'dei losach eiver cotton. What's the sheer shemen? K'dei to shmir on a small eiver, a small pinky. The cotton ben yoimai, and also another sheer is of a cotton ben yoimai. Here it says like two things. My love, what does it mean to say eiver cotton the godel? Either the pinky of a godel, or else the eiver godel shall cotton ben yoimai. Or else if you want to shut up by a kid 1 day old, you have to take a big eiver. You have to take his arm or his leg. You have to take. But not the pinky of a one-day-old baby. You see, it's two different shiurim. Not like Rabbi Yannai says. Gemara Amri Loch. The very Rabbi Yannai loy. Rabbi Yannai says, no, that's not Pshan the Braisa. Hachikom. This is what the Braisa means to say. Shemen. How much is a chosh of a sheer oil to take out the Yechayv on Shabbos? K'dei losach eva koten shel koten ven yoyme. Enichanami. Even though you have a small amount to shmir, to rub upon the pinky of a one-day-old baby, that's a chosh of a sheer. Trashi the godel shall odem godel. Vai kotem, what does it mean, a small aver? Our aver koi, it means the pinky of a godel. Inami aver godel, also means a big aver like the foot. Shall cotton of a baby. Vai kotem agaver koi, what does it mean, aver cotton? It means of the person, of a cotton of a baby. For loy aver, not on the aver, not like Rabbi Yannai. Teret says, no, loy aver cotton. The cotton akula milsa koi, aver cotton shall guf cotton. It could mean the price, it could mean like Rabbi Yannai. The small pinky of a small baby. Even such a small shear, you also chayiv and Shabbos, because it's useful. You could use a small amount of oil to rub the baby. So the Mara Lemi Ketanoi, the Chur Rabbi Yannai, then it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Lema Ketanoi. Shemen, oil, k'dei losach eva cotton. How much oil you have to take out on Shabbos to be chayiv? The amount to rub an eva cotton. And another shear of a cotton ben yoyme, of course, mashma, two different shearim like we had. A eva cotton means a small pinky, but of a godel. Or else, cotton ben yoyme, or else a big eva upon a one-day-old baby. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Elozer. That's what Shimon ben Elozer says. Reb Nosa noymer, k'dei losach eva cotton. It's enough to be masach to rub a small eva. So what's the machlokes? My love, all committed to this is the machlokes between the two of them. The Reb Shimon ben Elozer sovar eva cotton shel cotton, the small aver of a cotton. That's what Shimon ben Elozer is saying. That's the second. Yeah, this Chinese saying one din then to take out a small amount of shemen to rub the pinky of a baby. Eva cotton shel cotton. Reb Nosson Sava, no. Eva cotton the godel. He's mechulad, no, need a bigger shear. If you're handling with a pinky, it's the pinky of a godel. But if you're handling with a baby, you need a bigger shear on a baby. Oi, Eva godel the cotton. No, if you want to handle with a baby, you need like his foot. You need a bigger shear by a godel. But that's this machlekes. Ah, well, Eva cotton, shall cotton, ben yoim aloi. That's Reb Nosson Shita. So So Chur Reb Yana is told in Machlokes Tanoim if it's enough to be mechayiv the small pinky of a baby. So the Gemara Loi, Reb Yana will answer himself, no. The Kula Yalma Eve Kotten the Kotten Ben Yoimai. Everybody's masking to Reb Yana. It's enough to mechayiv a shav to take out a small amount of shemen just to cover the pinky of a baby. Kula Yalma Eve Kotten Loi. Okay, but